Good evening and welcome to The Big Fight, a show that is young at 22, the oldest running debate show on Indian news television. I'm Sanket Upadhyay. On a day when the center has warned five states of an uptick in COVID cases, comes a big change in our vaccination policy. Basically, let us quote from the vaccination policy change. I would like to show you this government press statement, which clearly mentions that booster or precaution doses are now available to all above 18. So that's a Press Information Bureau release, which says, and I quote, precaution dose to be now available to 18 plus population group from the 10th of April 2022 at private vaccination centers. Now, we all know that at private vaccination centers, this happens only against a fee. Ongoing free vaccination program through the government vaccination centers for first and second dose, as well as precaution dose to healthcare workers, frontline workers and 60 plus population would continue and would be accelerated. Ongoing free vaccination and the terms and conditions have been given up. About 96% of all the 15 plus population in the country have received at least one COVID-19 vaccine dose, while about 83% of 15 plus population has received both the doses. So that's the Press Information Bureau release, that is the government release. And we wanted to read this out right at the very beginning so that you know that we have read it exactly how you have read it. And it is very, very clear over here that the free vaccination drive is only for the first and the second dose and the precaution dose of healthcare workers, frontline workers and 60 plus population. It is not for one and all. That means if you are in the age group of 18 to 60, and you want a precaution or a booster dose, you will have to go, as of this moment, to a private vaccination center where you will be charged a fee. That's the point. This is not free like dose 1 and 2. There is a fee. Now, the biggest question over here is, what explains this vaccine inequity? You see, the problem is that if you don't vaccinate everyone, then there is a very high chance of another variation, another mutation. And also, if dose 1 and dose 2 were free to be provided to the poor, why is it actually expected of the poor now to pay up to protect himself or herself? Why is it not free now? Why should the poor not have access to these boosters free of cost? That's the question that we are asking. I would like to introduce a panel of doctors. We'll be not just speaking on government policy decision, but also the fact that we need to really step up our game on vaccination. By the way, we've done a fantastic job, not blowing one's own trumpet, but to vaccinate the quantity or the scale at which this operation was carried out over the last 1 year was massive. But then the booster doses also we have to follow the same pace. Dr. Hemant Thakur, he is the chairman of the Maharashtra COVID Task Force, is with us. Professor Anupam Sibal, Group Medical Director and Senior Pediatric Gastroenterologist of the Apollo Hospitals Group is with us. Dr. Shahid Jameel, Fellow OCIS and Green Templeton College, University of Oxford. Dr. Vivek Nangia, Principal Director and Head Pulmonology, Max Hospital, Saket. Dr. Sunila Garg, she's the member of the Lancet Commission of the COVID India Task Force. Thank you very much, all of you all. A very eminent panel of doctors here. I would like to begin with you, Dr. Thakur. Let's, for one moment, keep this point aside of it being available free to all or not. My first question to you is, as a doctor, do you feel that if all will not be vaccinated, then there is definitely a chance of the virus existing, mutating, and then coming up in a new form?
I agree with you, and I think the government has played this T20 match to perfection, where they have paced their innings, which were their slog overs, which were their maintenance overs, and which are their overs now for preventive safety. I think this last announcement will definitely help get the precautionary or booster dose across the country. And it's very vital because we know that immunity wanes with time, not only in immunity from infections, but immunity post two doses of vaccination. And if we were to give them this booster dose, no matter how much the virulence may be of the mutated variant, it's definitely going to attenuate the kind of infection, and it will prevent patients from going to hospitals or even using ventilators. So definitely the booster dose or the precautionary dose is a must, and I'm happy the government has thought along those lines and come up with this new announcement.
Yes, Dr. Garg, I want to come to you now. You see, 1st of May 2021 was when the government started vaccine for all, right? That's when it began, where everyone above 18 was eligible to get vaccines. Now, today, on this day, the government says boosters for all is available. But it is not free, which means there is not a mass rollout of vaccines for all. And even if there is, then it seems that as of this moment, even the poorest of the poor will be expected to pay a fee to keep themselves protected. Do you think that this would technically be phase one, and then eventually the government will have to move to providing boosters free of cost to all, just like it provided dose one and two? Or do you feel that this is going to create a vaccine inequity?
Sanket, this is a very, very important question, and thank you for having me on the show.
My pleasure.
First of all, I'd like to say that, you know, you already highlighted the figures that about 95% have received the first dose and about 83% have received the second dose. And also you mentioned about 45% of the children 12 to 14 years of age. We have to all got to realize that with a very good percentage of coverage. And also you have to realize that Omicron, which was there with us, it acted not as a variant of concern, but as a variant of support for Indian population. Because each one of us, you know, basically, whether, you know, symptomatically or asymptomatically were affected. So, you know, primarily all of us, basically, we have to see that the infection when it comes to us, and that's why the infection now what we are getting is of much milder nature. But many people will argue that, you know, with Omicron, we had many deaths also. But we had many deaths in those places where the people were not vaccinated, and especially in those continents as well, where the vaccine, that is where the question of inequity comes in. So you see, when we talk about the boosters, we have to talk first about, you know, primarily the healthcare workers, frontline workers, and, you know, people who are above, you know, 60 years of age and who are the comorbid people, which is the government's agenda from the beginning. Hmm. Now you see, when we talk about, you know, that the vaccination should be available free of cost to everyone. We have to realize that government has got a big program that is National Immunization Program, primarily, which is also available in the private sector and in the government sector. In the private sector also, people are buying vaccines free of cost, and a substantial chunk goes to them, and these are all essential vaccines under the UIP program. So now is the time for community participation. Another thing which I will like to say, that primarily, you know, it is important to prioritize the vaccination. And also now is the time for vaccine maitri, where you see we have to be now little, you know, large-hearted and give the vaccines to those countries who require more number of vaccines. But as of now, from a public health perspective, I will like to say, two doses of vaccine plus infection, that is good enough. But for elderly, we have to keep that in mind. But you see, if people are wanting to take boosters, it is important they are not at a very high cost, and they should be,
That is true. But, you know, again, Dr. Shahid Jameel, see, the concern here is when you make something accessible, free of cost, to the poorest of the poor in this country and carry out a spectacular drive. One has to admit that, you know, for a country as huge as this, to cover that population, that too after the initial hiccups that we spoke about at length, we did a tremendous job. But then when you put a fee to the boosters and say that anyone can, it's open for all boosters, but it'll be available at the private centers, which means that you will have to go and pay for it. Does this disincentivize a person getting boosted who may not have that amount of money? And thus, this will create a problem where the infections will spread again. New variants, new infections.
Well, Sanket, you have to look at the reality on the ground. And the reality, the first reality is that India has done very well as far as vaccination is concerned. As Dr. Garg also gave the figures, I don't want to repeat those figures. What we have been lacking is a clear booster policy. So the first booster policy that came was for people 60 and above 9 months after the second dose. All global data shows that firstly, homologous booster as far as Covishield is concerned is not the best strategy when other vaccines are available to India. And if you give me just a minute, I'll elaborate on that. Global data shows that if you have received Covishield, then the best booster you can get is an RNA vaccine, which is not available in India. But the next best is the protein vaccine also made by Serum Institute, which is called Covavax. Now, we make that vaccine, we manufacture that vaccine, but we have not deployed it as a booster. And I don't understand why that's the case. You know, India has approved 9 vaccines. India manufactures 5 vaccines, but India largely uses only 2 vaccines. This is something that only policymakers can answer why that's happening. My hunch is that the booster policy that has come now will be modified later, and boosters will be available in government hospitals as time goes on. But the reality on the ground is that most of India has either been infected or vaccinated. Mm. And when I say most, if this is 95%+. Mm. So people would still be protected from disease very well. As far as your objection about variants developing, no vaccine prevents infection. Mm. And we have seen this. Mm. So I think it's time to accept this. It's time to celebrate the opening of boosters, at least to those who are willing and unfortunately also afford boosters. Mm. But I'm hoping that 2 corrections will be made in future. Mm. The first correction is that we would use the best boosters that are available. And second is that boosters will in future become more equitable.
Correct. Correct. Professor Sibal, what is your view on this?
Good evening, Sanket. Always a pleasure to be a part of your panel. Well, I think today is an important day. You know, we've been waiting for this announcement that, you know, everybody above the age of 18 will get the opportunity and be considered for a precautionary dose. So I think all of us welcome this. The medical community is really happy to have heard this announcement. I just wanted to clarify, and Professor Jameel just said that, but I think, Sanket, this is very important because through your medium, this message needs to go out. By giving a third dose to everyone in the country, we are not going to prevent a variant from developing. So let's get this fundamental piece right. Vaccination does not prevent a variant or a mutation. Okay, so let's get that fact right, because let's not confuse the issue about variants and vaccination. And as Professor Jameel said, we know that vaccination prevents serious infections, prevents hospitalization, and most importantly, prevents death. We have to stratify and have a logical scientific approach. We've gone ahead and administered 1.85 billion vaccines. The vast majority of our country has had one, and 83%, as we know, has had 2 doses. We need now to address the issue of those who really need the vaccine for a variety of conditions. They might be immunosuppressed. They might have had a transplant. They might have multiple comorbidities, and they are the ones who are going to get it first. There are also those who have to travel, and many countries now in the world are asking for a booster. So that's why opening up of this is very important for that subgroup. And I think as time goes by, and as we have seen since 16th of January 2021, the vaccine program goes through different phases. The process in terms of discussion based on data, in terms of what is happening in the world, what is happening in the country, availability of vaccines, the production facilities, the inventory, the policy gets revised. So what we are seeing today is step one of the third dose. Actually, step two, because step one is all, in fact, it's step three. Step one was about healthcare workers then older than 60, and now anyone above the age of 18.
Against the payment.
As vaccination opens up for children less than 12, please let's not ignore the fact that there are 30 crore Indians less than the age of 12 and they need to be vaccinated too. Correct. So we also have to look at our inventory. So you can't just go and vaccinate the entire population. Second very important point. I think COVID has brought healthcare center stage in India. The government is committing to spending money. If you look at the Ayushman Bharat health infrastructure mission, 64,000 crores. Last year, 35,000 crores were spent on vaccination. This year, the allocation is 5,000. Now, if the allocation goes above, the money is going to go from somewhere else. And I think we need to be prepared in terms of building an ecosystem where we are able to handle such situations should they arise in the future better. So I think we can't take all the money and put it in vaccination. Because, you know, at the end of the day, will we do this every year, Sanket? This vaccination is going to be needed in 2023 also, in 2024 also. It's going to become like influenza. So we really need to have a very judicious approach. And I think what we are seeing today will be revised as time goes by. I'm pretty certain of that.
Sure. Okay. Dr. Nangia, what's your view? Do you feel that this, as many of the panelists here are suggesting, is a policy which has been introduced in a phased manner so that we don't burn out our resources, we don't burn out, our manpower, and yet just keep trudging along? Like we did last year, we had an initial trouble, but then we managed to do a good job.
Thank you, Sanket, for having me on your show. Yes, I agree that, you know, this is probably being introduced in a phased manner and based on prioritization. You know, right now our priority is people who've already had an infection, who've already received two vaccines, have a decent amount of immunity to last for some more time. Probably this is the time to catch up with those people who are on the front line, those who are more prone to developing a serious illness, who should be getting the vaccination right away. And opening up to 18 plus basically means that you have opened it up and left it to people to choose who want to get it done now or maybe in due course of time. But I would strongly recommend that people who haven't taken the third, people who are now eligible to be taking the third dose should take their booster dose also. With all this travel opening up, people traveling from abroad into our country and people traveling from India abroad, there's always going to be cross infections now happening.
But so you know, Dr. Nangia, that's where my question is. You see, there is an uptick in cases in five states. The center has warned these states only now. While we do acknowledge that, any vaccination policy is a policy in motion, and that we have seen since last year. But when you open up vaccination for a few, and not all. I mean, technically, it's open to all now, 18 plus, but against a payment, which means that a large chunk will not be able to afford it, or there, I don't know, won't be enough doses. Then don't you think this will create a problem eventually? You will have a large population which may not be vaccinated, boosted.
You know, so this vaccination, this booster dose is not going to be the last booster dose for us anyway. We are expecting that now it will become a routine feature for us to be taking a vaccine every 6 to 9 months, probably, because this virus is here to stay with us. The variants may keep changing. The strength of the vaccine or the format of the vaccine may keep changing. But certainly, we will have to continue taking the vaccines for a few more years to come now, like the influenza vaccine. And also, you know, even if it's in the pediatric immunization program, there are a set of vaccines which are mandatory by the government to take, which, of course, are being provided free of cost. Mm. But there are still other vaccines which are not covered in the UIP program or the Universal Immunization Program,
correct,
which are optional vaccines, which the children go and take it at a cost. So I guess this is also something similar to that only. Of course, it's a government policy, and it must have been a lot of hard work gone into thinking and planning this out to see how much of the resources involved. Because after all, this pandemic is here to stay. This virus is here to stay. We'll probably be combating more illnesses in future also, correct, along with the vaccination.
Correct. Dr. Thakur, just coming back to you. You see, initially there was this whole talk about who foots the bill, state, center. I understand these are political decisions, won't drag you in them, but do you feel that, as Dr. Jamil was saying, a more robust booster dose policy with centers and state participation will definitely help? See, I'm sure all of you agree that now that we know that within 9 months the immunity tends to fade, we will need boosters, at least in the near future. And somebody has to foot that bill.
Well, we've begun well. We've put our best foot forward and we've made it available for everybody. About costing, that's really not my domain.
Absolutely.
But I liked what Dr. Garg quite rightly said. The whole country has benefited with the munificent action of the government where the first and second doses were free. So I'm sure this country, the haves of this country, will come to the reach of the have-nots. And this is a community gesture. In as much as it may be a government responsibility, it is also a community gesture to see that each and everybody who is eligible, which means people over 18, get the benefit of this decision. Because as we have discussed again and again, after 9 months, both immunities, the vaccinated immunity and the infection immunity, tends to wane. As you will see geographically also, India has done very well. The East with Korea, Vietnam, etc., and of course China and the West are still sweltering in the COVID numbers, and we've done very well. So I think this is a very timely decision. How they want to implement it for other strata of society, maybe they'll come up with some scheme about, like we have yellow ration cards and things like that. But your suggestion that there should be good cohesiveness between the state and the center is indeed a good suggestion, so that a vertical policy rolls down and spreads horizontally for the benefit of the community. This I agree.
Yes. Dr. Garg, any other suggestions that you think going forward may help as we carry out our booster immunization plan?
I think, as we go ahead with the vaccination program, like with the other vaccines, if you'll remember that when measles came in or MMR vaccines came in, the costs were substantially high. And also gradually, you know, from a public health perspective, then, you know, with these vaccines are incorporated in the government's immunization program and are provided free of cost. So definitely as we go ahead, you know, the vaccination costs are also going to come down. It's a question of numbers. That is important. And another thing which I would like to bring to your attention is that basically we say that people who are traveling, you know, as has been pointed out, they need the vaccine. Definitely the vaccines are not that expensive. Let me tell you that, because when I was coming back from US recently for RT-PCR, I paid $200 because it was mandatory from Indian government to, you know, have RT-PCR. So that is where we need to look at the cost structures and all that. So when we look at, you know, from this perspective, overall, over a period of time, when the vaccine consumption is going to be high, the costs are definitely going to come down. So this is my opinion. But as of now, two doses of vaccine, along with, as I said, that infection, you know, the infection has been acting as a positive support for us.
Okay. All right. Dr. Thakur, Professor Sibyl, Dr. Jamil, Dr. Nangia, as well as Dr. Garg, thank you very much. Always a pleasure to listen to the experts. Thank you very much for joining us on this program. Some questions and suggestions on the Ku app. Naveen writes, why government need to wait for the virus to spread again before rolling free booster doses for the poor? Jeet says the poor and laborers should be given booster doses. They have the first right on this. That means the resources. What we'll do is we'll stop for a short break on the big fight. When we come back, the political big fight over who gets the booster and who doesn't. Back in a bit. Welcome back. Let's now take that question to our political panelists and put that question on screen once again so that you can understand what exactly are we discussing. Well, we are asking, don't the poor have a right to free booster? Why are we asking this question? And let's quickly take you back to that press statement by the government, the Press Information Bureau, where a new chapter in the boosting policy has been announced. The government says precaution dose to be now available to 18-plus population group from 10th of April 2022 at private vaccination centres. Ongoing free vaccination program through government vaccination centres for the first and the second dose, as well as precaution dose to healthcare workers, frontline workers in 60-plus population would continue and would be accelerated. So the point is that this boosting policy is against a fee, against a payment, not available free to the 18-plus population. So that's why we ask this question. Don't the poor have a right to a boosting policy or to booster doses? Let's introduce our guests one by one. Ranbir Singh Pathania, spokesperson of the BJP. Reena Gupta, spokesperson of the Aam Aadmi Party. Professor Geeta Bhatt is a political analyst, views lean towards the government. And in just a short moment, we'll have Mr. Pawan Kheda also joining us. Mr. Pathania, let me ask you this question straight up. If this is being done in a phased manner, then my question is why don't we have adequate number of doses already? Last time I could have understood that we were absolutely fresh in our strategy. There were some teething issues with production. But now those issues should not exist. We should have enough and more doses to be able to launch a massive, massive booster campaign as well. So this, if this is a pacing out strategy, then why do we feel the need to pace ourselves out on this? We could have launched free boosting also.
First of all, let us see the other side of the coin. 91% of the total eligible population of India, they have received their first dose totally free of cost. 77% of the total eligible population, they have received their second dose, that's again free of cost. Now, the principle remains that frees and freebies, they are always at the cost of the public exchequer. One part. And the other part remains that there was always a growing, we could say, crescendo, that let the vaccines be easily available at some private hospitals so that some people, those who can afford, so they can avail of the vaccine in a much easier and we could say in a much compensated, accessible.
But Mr. Pathania, that's my question. Those who can afford, are vaccines only available to those who can afford?
Sir, there is
protection
part of the,
only the prerogative part of those who can also, afford?
Sir, sorry to interrupt you. There is other part of the statement also.
Sure.
That this paid vaccine for 18 to 16 age group, those people who don't belong to health or frontline workers, it will be available in government hospital at a relatively lower price. So first of all, let us accept it that we shouldn't feel the, we could say, the need and the necessity of that third booster dose. I myself have not availed of that third.
No, so you're saying that booster doses for all free of cost may not be an immediate priority. Is that what you're saying?
My point remains that we believe in vaccination for all. This is the basic, we could say, the emblem and the gospel behind.
No,
the
that is true. But I hope you realize this vaccination, the effect of this vaccine fades away as well in 9 months.
Sir.
And by the way, vaccinations were open to, one more, Mr. Pathania, vaccinations were open to all on the 1st of May 2021.
Absolutely.
Which means that if you calculate,
sir,
the first person who must have got this in the 18 to 60 age group on the 1st of May would have got his second dose in 3 months from the 1st of May. So,
from 1st of May.
Yeah, so he will be eligible now. He would have completed the 9 months.
Yes.
Right? So at a time like this, if vaccines were available free to the poor on the 1st of May and a second dose were also available free, Are we to assume that the government is now trying to tell the poor also that from here on, at least for the time being, boosters or boosting will be a paid endeavor?
Sir, I again reiterate my very, very humble submission that free vaccines and freebies, they are always at the cost of public exchequer. And India's fight against COVID, the saga of India's fight against COVID has been a beautiful combination of political will, technology-based innovation, and what we say is a vibrant display of India's resilience and reliance on sovereign. So this is the only lee part that with regard to booster dose, 600 at private hospitals and a very, very lower day. This is not a much, this is not a bigger price, 600 rupees. I was just 1 point, sir. I was just watching your TV channel. One expert was telling that an RT-PCR test in US costed $200 in US. If US like country can, price.
No, but you know, Mr. Pathani, I hope you realize we are not the United States. No. I mean, this is not the United States. We are
and we don't have a RT-PCR at the cost of $200 also.
Exactly. Our RT-PCR is at an affordable rate. But even then, given the amount of poverty, it's really no comparison. Absolutely. Really no comparison. I mean, the per capita ratio, the per capita income. I mean, these are two totally different countries. What the credit that needs to be given to the government is after initially fumbling, we were able to vaccinate well. Yes. Now, the only question over here is, Reena Gupta, that who foots the bill from here on our boosting policy? Because all the initial success that we had after fumbling may all just also fade away, like the vaccine fades away or its impact.
Sanket, if you remember, Modi government's policy on vaccination has been a cocktail of blunders from the beginning. It has been criticized by national, international experts, Supreme Court. Everybody has criticized the policy. And in this day and age where we are paying the highest price for LPG cylinders, people do not have money to buy a cylinder refill. We are expecting the poor of the country to pay 600 rupees for a booster dose. Point number one. Point number two, if the government is such high taxation on petrol, diesel, where is all that money going? I really find it strange whenever they say freebies. What do they actually mean by freebies? It's government's job to tax us, use that taxation money in a proper way. So where is all this taxation money going if you can't even provide free booster doses to the whole country? And we have hardly recovered from the COVID pandemic, Sanket. We cannot afford to again slide into any other lockdown. The world over, including Bangladesh and Pakistan, is giving free booster dose. You know, we might not want to compare ourselves to the United States, but even our neighboring countries like Bangladesh and Pakistan are giving booster dose.
See, as of now, we do not know what the composite booster policy is. For all you know, that eventually this will be announced. And that is why, as of this moment, if you read this statement, the booster shots are not free for all. It is not available free for everyone. But Sankhi, we don't know whether this will happen in the future or not.
Sankhi, the point is, in case of vaccination,
I'll come to you, Mr.
Dose in Punjab and Delhi.
I'll come to you, Mr.
Explain. Should we expect a free booster dose in Punjab and Delhi? Sorry to interrupt.
Okay, Ms. Gupta, would you like to respond? I mean, this is something which the state governments can also do. That's the suggestion.
Yes, Sankhi, state governments can do a lot of things. Only if the center would give us a due share of taxes. You know, the Finance Commission has criticized the center government again and again. Can I complete, sir? Please don't interrupt. You got your 15 minutes to speak. Please let me complete. The Finance Commission has criticized the center government again and again that since the time the Modi government has come to power, everything is collected in the form of tax, in the form of cess, so that the shareable pool of taxes with the states is at the lowest. So you keep taking money from the state, do not give any money back to the state. How can we run our own programs? If you give us a due compensation from the taxes, we'll be more than happy to give free booster doses. Having said that, Sanket, if the center is not giving free booster doses, the policy has been announced today. The Delhi government and the Punjab government will look into it and see how we can, how we can provide at least for our states free booster doses, because there is no point boosting a few part of the population unless you boost everybody. And especially in rural areas, there are no private clinics. Who's going to supply booster doses to the rural areas? And Sanket, just one last point. It was in December that the Honorable Chief Minister of Delhi had requested that all adults in the country should be given a free booster dose.
Okay, Professor Geeta Bhatt now, I want to bring her in also. Professor Bhatt, do you feel that we need a robust booster policy? I'm very, very openly admitting, and one can see this, the effort that was made post the initial fumbles were absolutely brilliant. To be able to vaccinate so many people in this country in under a year is a real achievement. But do you feel that we will end up negating all that effort, all that hard work, if we don't boost on time? And that to make it available, readily available to people, and not just for those who can afford it?
Well, Sanketji, thanks for having me on your program. You see, even on 1st of May, when the vaccination drive had started, that time also opposition and the critics, you know, they were saying that it will take the kind of population India has, it will take, you know, years together, more than 4 or 5 years to actually vaccinate the population above 18 years. But as you just simply said, that it has been such a successful story, and the government has put all the efforts in successfully vaccinating, and as the data has been put forth, that more than 96% of the vaccination in between May 1st and 31st of December has taken place in the government COVID and vaccination centers. So that it has been a successful story, and we also have to realize that this is an initial statement which has come, and we have seen in the last 2 years, because the situation related to COVID has been very, very dynamic, and accordingly, the government has been improvising and changing the guidelines which have been done. So it is just a very preliminary, statement that has come. And if need be, because you see, we also have to look at it that in most of the state governments and the central government, all the COVID protocols, slowly they are being, you know, the restrictions, they are being removed, and we can see that things are slowly coming to normalcy. But if the situation if later changes, then there is a possibility that there could be a change. So let us not be so, you know, critical of the policy. And also we have to realize that, as it was mentioned by, you know, one of the senior doctors on your panel in the previous part of this show, Dr. Thakkar, he had said that, you know, this is not just a government responsibility. It has already earmarked 35,000 crore from its union budget. So this is also the responsibility of the haves to, you know, take care of the have-nots. So the community responsibility also should be there. I can pay 600 rupees, and I'm sure all those on your panel, they are in a position to pay 600
absolutely.
Rupees for
that's
a booster.
That, Professor
Why
Bhatt,
do
see,
we want to be, you know, to
Professor Bhatt,
that,
Professor
that,
Bhatt,
that
one,
the
one,
should
humble
take
submission.
Right.
See, one moment. Nobody is advocating that those who can pay should get it free. Nobody is advocating Phokatgiri for those who can pay. The point is, if it was the government's assessment that it be available to all free of cost a year ago, then why is the policy different on boosters? Unless, of course, this is a policy in motion, which means in about a month from now or 1.5 months from now, you decide to make boosters also available free, just like it is available even now to healthcare workers.
Yes, so see, even the precautionary dose, it is already to the healthcare workers, to frontline workers, and those who are 60 plus, that the government is already for the last 3 months, they are doing that. Now, in the coming days, we do need to also look at the situation, how it is changing in terms of the kind of COVID infection which is present in the country. So at present, we can see that we almost across the country, in almost all the states, the things are in a much, much better condition. And maybe that, you know, there could be a possibility that these guidelines, they do get revised in the future if there is a need to do so. But trying to portray that the government is, you know, anti-poor is something, please do remember that initially all the state governments, those where the opposition is ruling, they have been time and again earlier, they had first pitched for it that they are going to, you know, procure the vaccines by themselves. And later on, when they were unable to do so, then they again went back to the central government and requested that you only do this, the procedure of getting the vaccination, procuring the vaccination. So when they were given an opportunity to serve the people of their state, they raised their hands and they said that we are not in a position to do so. And they asked the center to do it.
Reena Gupta.
You know, Sanket, I find it very unfortunate that, you know, we were making, the panelist is making this into a center versus state fight. This is, you know, the country is one. And COVID variants also do not recognize state boundaries. So it's not like you know, if Delhi is vaccinated and UP is not vaccinated and the neighboring states are not vaccinated with booster doses, it makes any difference. And, you know, also it was only after a lot of pressure from all the opposition states that a lot of positive steps were taken in the vaccination policy of the government. And I really hope that today is one part of the vaccination policy. And very quickly, the center will decide and say that it is free booster doses for all, because we cannot allow this kind of a dual vaccination policy where the people who can afford will go and get a booster dose. The people who cannot afford will not be able to get a booster dose, because, you know, anybody will tell you that the principle of vaccination is that everybody should be vaccinated. Only there is then there is any advantage of vaccination. And we know that booster doses are needed again and again for this virus. It is mutating at a very rapid stage. The international experience right now is telling us there are new variants which are coming out. So the country needs to be prepared. You know, we've hardly recovered from the economic downturn. There is massive inflation, massive unemployment. We cannot afford to let our guards down. And everybody who's an adult needs a booster dose. We have enough stockpile of vaccination. So why would we not allow booster doses? Had there been a shortage, I could still understand that boosters were not being, you know, given free of cost. But we have enough stockpile of the vaccination. So, you know, we should just allow booster doses free of cost.
Anya, I want to understand one moment. This is an important point being raised. If we are pacing this out, right, then why are we doing it? Do we have a shortage of vaccines? Because if that is the case, then why is that so? Initial hiccups I can understand, but after that they should not. In fact, now we must actually start helping other countries also, produce so much vaccines that we help other countries also.
To 98 countries.
Correct.
We supplied vaccines to 98 countries. See, Sanket, health is a state subject. As per the constitutional scheme of things prevalent in India, but you have seen how states have become increasingly dependent. And pinpointing fingers and raising an argument like finance commission and all that. I heard Aam Aadmi Party on Batla encounter. I had heard Aam Aadmi Party on Afzal Guru, the Aam Aadmi Party.
Discussing and vaccination, not anything else.
On the floor of the assembly with regard to Kashmir files. And I am surprised to see that your stand is again on the same line. You should contribute. I say India's saga against COVID management. This is itself a monumental, we could say, not only the experts in India, but across the globe, it has been appreciated, it has been acknowledged, and it has virtually been affirmed that India has managed COVID than any better. I'll just cite the statistics. If with regard to Omicron, we say the lessening of cases within how many? Within 24, the average the average, we could say the global average, but 50.3% the decline in the COVID patients we had. The India's average was 98.9%. We were double than the global coverage. We should appreciate it. Whatsoever are the general concerns, I am hopeful they find a right echo with the government. Those, and we never believe in creating a divider between the haves and have-nots. 600 is not a big price. It will be available at lesser prices in government hospitals. And in case we want to take it on the positive side and on a positive note, in case some people are not able to avail of, I'm sure the government will unfold a specific.
Okay. One moment. At this moment, I have with me Shama Mohammed of the Congress Party is also with us. Good evening. Good evening, Ms. Shama Mohammed. I want to know from you, what is your view on the government's new booster policy where they've opened up precaution doses, which will now be available to 18 plus population only at private vaccination centers. That means against a fee.
Yeah, Sanket, a couple of points on this. First and foremost, all over the world, they're giving this booster dose free, of course. Number two, once you give it only in private hospitals, there is a huge disparity between the rich and poor. The rich will go to the private hospital. How are the poor supposed to get it? Number three, every other day when we talk about this 26 lakh crore which they've collected in excise duty for the last 7 years, they say to us, the Bharatiya Janata Party government, we have spent on vaccination and various other things. Then if they're spending it on vaccination, it should be here. Number four, what has happened to PM CARES? We remember that this was a fund started off by the Prime Minister of India, where the railways paid up, where the defense paid up, where a lot of salary cuts were made from people working in government jobs. All that went into PM CARES. A lot of people put money in it. From government PSUs, money was put into it. Why is that not being used? I don't hear anything about PM CARES anymore. That has to be used for these vaccination, the booster dose. Where is PM CARES? What has happened to all the excise and also the GST collection of 1,42,000 crores, the highest in March? Where is this money going? And these are money from everybody. See, GST is from everyone, from the poor to the middle class to the rich. Excise duties to everybody. I mean, people cannot afford gas cylinders. There's inflation, everything. Now, how are they going to get these booster shots?
Okay. Mr. Pathania, would you like to respond? Some very important points are raised that when there was an excise duty hike, whenever there was, the justification for high tax on petrol and diesel was explained by saying, how else are you getting free booster doses? So now that booster doses are not available free, are we to expect lower taxes on petrol and diesel? That secondly, the question on PM, GST collection.
That might be that might be a political argument, but petrol prices have nothing to do with the vaccination.
No, this is an argument that was made by many BJP spokespersons
but this
who
is
said
not,
that this, how else do you expect us to fund a vaccination drive?
This is an argument which sends economic sense, sir. Higher excise duties means that the country has spent more on COVID, nothing. The increasing petrol or diesel prices or crude oil prices, the story is on, we could say the boot is on the other leg. But 35,000 crore is the roughly the budget of the country which has been used for providing free vaccination to all. The way Tika Mahotsav has yielded results, the way the India and the Indian health infrastructure has delivered in all the far-flung, we could say,
Sanjay,
the backward,
can I come in?
Less known,
yes,
hamlets
Shama
of India,
Mohammed.
We should appreciate it. We should appreciate
what,
it.
I want to ask
this is nothing. This is an additional lecture. This is only an additional option which is available to those people, those who can afford a vaccine for a paltry rupees 600 in private hospital, for those people who could afford. And for another, at a
no, that's the point, Mr. Pathania. Why are booster doses available only for those who can afford?
Sir,
what
sir,
about no, those who I'm cannot
saying,
afford?
Rupees is not a paltry sum. Which world are you living in?
Hospitals, and in
that's
case,
what, you know, 600 rupees is a huge amount of money.
In case people are left out, we will see to it how we believe in concluding and reiterating it for the third time. Vaccination for all. Har ek aadmi ko tika.
Okay, Shama Mohammed and then Reena Gupta. One by one, please. Miss Shama Mohammed.
My question are two. That means the poor have no right to booster vaccine. That is what Mr. Pathania is saying. And number
absolutely
two, what has happened to PM CARE? Why is Mr. Pathania not talking about it? Yes, 35,000 crore was earmarked in the budget last year. But there was something called the PM CARE. When that falls short, the PM CARE is supposed to come in. What has happened to the money in that? Can you tell me, Mr. Pathania? That was mainly started.
Are you accusing? Are you accusing that no PM CARES has been spent?
Sorry.
Are you making a stale argument that none of the PM CARES has been spent with regard to COVID management, madam?
We don't know because
it has not been audited.
It's very easy to make.
That has not been audited. That's
the point. It's not been audited. It's not under RTI, so we don't know what's happening.
Reena Gupta, please. One by one.
It should have some political sense. It should have some relevance. This is my only point, madam.
You have no political sense because you're talking nonsense.
Your argument should have political sense, madam. Please don't be personal.
That is your
problem. Your argument doesn't have political sense.
You have no sense.
Please don't be personal, madam.
We don't have political sense, but you have no sense.
Reena Gupta. Okay, one more. Reena Gupta wanted to come in. Yes.
Sanket, first of all, I find it really sad that, the BJP spokesperson is saying that 600 rupees is a paltry sum. I don't think sir has stepped out of his air-conditioned chamber. 600 rupees is a huge amount of money for a common person in India right now who has lost his job, who's paying the highest LPG gas cylinder price anywhere in the world, highest diesel, highest petrol, high prices of edible oil. 600 rupees is a huge amount.
Lemons.
Point number one. Point number two, PM CARE fund has not been audited. It is not under the RTI. The country does not know what has happened to the money, whether it is paying for all the BJP advertisements all over the newspapers every day or how that money is being spent. The country needs to know where that money is going. Point number three, vaccination principle is simple. Any person will tell you the first principle of vaccination, that it should be available for all free of cost. The capitalist countries, the capitalist economies where you don't get anything for free, they are giving free booster doses to all their citizens. I just don't understand.
I think I've come to the end of this debate. Okay. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. I've come to the end of this debate. The point is, if this is a policy in motion, then let us expect a policy change soon. But if this is the way the policy is going to be, then are we to expect that the poor have no right to booster doses? That was the debating point that we had right here on The Big Fight. Thank you very much. Good night and goodbye.